Welcome back to the studio. I am thrilled that you decided to take a few minutes, come by, have a chat. And today, I would like to just quickly touch on, because it could, this subject could be talked about for, you know, hours, days, months, and that is how to deal with rejection from a gallery, from a juror, from wherever you're submitting your work for representation or to show. I have accepted rejection as part of my art practice. It took me a long time to get in that mode that it's just this one element out here that I had to learn to deal with in a positive way. And I can't say I'm successful at this, because when the work is rejected, I still feel bad. You know, why is my work rejected? So I've told myself that if I'm gonna feel bad, I play a game, I put a limit on it. If it's a big one that I really wanted to get into a particular gallery and they rejected the work, I give myself a couple days on that one. That's that. I take it personally because it's personal what we do, but it does me no good to spend a lot of energy on feeling bad, feeling sorry for myself, and I get tired of feeling bad. So it's time to get back to work and continue that process of submitting my work to different galleries. Why is our work rejected? There are so many moving parts to that equation. It could be, you know, maybe they don't like your work. That's number one. And if that's the case, you don't want your work in that show or that particular gallery. They have to love your work to sell it. It's a business. And I think that that is where we have to have this line. It's not a personal decision on their part. It's a business decision. Galleries are businesses. When you get space on their walls, the work has to sell. They have to make decisions based on how they are going to keep their doors open. Maybe your type of work isn't the flavor of the month anymore. Maybe they already have artists in their group of artists that they represent with similar work. They don't want everybody to have that kind of work. It's not a good business decision. There's just so many reasons that work can be rejected. One thing that I have learned is that when I think of it along those lines as business decisions by galleries, then I respect their decision. It wasn't my time. My work is not going to fit in. One thing I really encourage you to do is to do big research on any gallery that you submit your work to. If you are local, go check the gallery out. Check the people out. If you know another artist in the gallery, contact them. See if this is a reputable gallery. You know, do they pay their artists? Do they support their artists? That's a big deal. Sometimes people have gotten into galleries that don't do those things. And so being in a gallery isn't all that sometimes. But do your research. Make sure that this is a gallery that shows work, similar work, your style of work. It's really important. Say you're trying to get into a show, a juried show, and your work is rejected. Again, it's based on, it's an aesthetic. That juror has a certain aesthetic, and that's what's going to probably be shown. We try and be objective, but that aesthetic is always going to draw us to certain work. You can go into galleries and you can, they each have their own individual personality. Are you going to be able to fit in with your personality, with your work, with your personality, with the other artists? Are you going to, another thing, are you really ready? I had a friend, he helped me so much early on. He taught me things about the business side of galleries and selling work and all kinds of things. And he would tell me, Jean, are you ready? Are you really ready to go in a gallery? And basically, what he meant was, yeah, I'm ready, sure. Put me in a gallery. I'd love to be in a gallery. I'm ready. But what he meant was, do you have enough paintings to go in a gallery? Do you paint often enough to go in a gallery? Can you keep up with the demands in a gallery? Are you going into a gallery that insists that you do commissions? All of these questions that really I hadn't thought of, but he made me aware of them. And so when I find, you know, I worked for 20 years before my work was accepted into a gallery. So you can imagine how many rejections I've had. In fact, I've had 2 rejections this week because it's part of what I do. I work, and part of my work is submitting to galleries. So do your research, make sure your work is going to fit in that gallery. And if you are rejected, even if you've done the work and there are artists in there that do similar work, you're rejected, just know that there's so many moving parts that go on that we know nothing about. We just know nothing about them. And they're making business decisions, and sometimes you can become part of their business, and part of their business, basically. And then that's, is the grass always greener on the other side? I always thought it was, it would be fabulous if I was in a gallery. I mean, that would solve so many problems for me. People would see my work, because I'm one of those people that's not really good at selling my own work. So sometimes you're not ready to be part of that. It's a demanding part. So give yourself a break, Feel bad, but then get on with it. Just get on with it. Who knows? Who really knows what's going on at that particular place that you've submitted? We just don't know. So I have taken the attitude of respecting their rejection for whatever reason. And I always send a note. If you're lucky enough to get a response, I always send a note to say thank you so much for your consideration, taking the time to look at the work, and best with the gallery. It's if you want to stay in the game and you want gallery representation, because boy, today there are so many ways that you can put your work out in the world. And if you're not having a really good run trying to get your work in a gallery, I would look at some of the other options out there. The internet has just blown all of that apart. You can be your own representative. You could form a co-op with other artists and do that kind of representation. Just so many different ways. A gallery isn't the only way to have your work out in the world. So be creative, be positive, feel bad for a little while and then just get on with it. That's what I would suggest. And it's not the end of the world. 20 years, I did nothing but submit and get rejected. So obviously, it was good to just stay in the game. Anyway, I hope you have a great week. I encourage you to look for ways to put your work out in the world. There's so many ways to do it now. And I wish you the best with all of it. And I'll see you back. Hi, I am just getting ready to leave here very shortly, but I just wanted to touch on something that I've been thinking about all week and thought I would share with you guys. Something I've been thinking about all week is how important it is for us as artists to be true to ourselves, to do the work that enriches us. Because if it enriches us, it's going to touch somebody else. That honesty in the work doesn't go unnoticed. And our audience, when they're looking at our work, they may be attracted to something. They don't know why. It's something that they connect with. And I personally believe that they're connecting with our trueness or our honesty on the surface. Because I think we recognize that as human beings. That I don't underestimate the people that are looking at my work. I just don't. My work's not for everybody, obviously. I never even thought that it would be for everybody. But when it does connect, it seems to connect on a personal level. And that is so satisfying and so gratifying. If even only one person connects with it, that's something for that person. They got something. And I just had a recent incident in my art practice. About 4 months ago, I did a series. And this series it just fell out of me. I almost couldn't stop doing them. I think I ended up with maybe 8 pieces altogether. The gallery actually took some of them in, and when I checked in with the gallery and asked, you know, if there was any response to the work, basically zero. No response, nada, nothing. And I thought, that's really interesting. Because I was so connected, it just meant so much to me. They just felt so personal. I actually took 2 of them home, and they're hanging in my home. And every day I see them, they just feed me. And so I thought, maybe that month or 2 months, I can't remember how long I worked on, were just for me. Maybe that work is just to feed me. Or maybe there's one person that hasn't walked into that gallery yet and seen the work, and that work is going to be for them, that they will connect with it. And maybe it is only one person, and maybe it is just me. But the point I'm trying to make is that I did that work. I trusted myself when I was doing that work. It is different than the work that I normally do. But it was honest. They were almost like, each piece was almost like a little prayer. And if nobody responds to them, I know that I responded to them, I grew. I fell in love with that series, and maybe someone else will. This is another way to look at it. You know, people, our audience, gets used to seeing a certain type of work or a certain flavor come from us. And when they see something dramatically different come from us, it's unexpected and hard to relate to, maybe. And so I guess what I'm saying is, it's so important to do the work that you feel compelled to do. Do it well, do it 110%. Don't be discouraged if nobody responds to it. If you're responding to it, then maybe it's just for you. Or maybe you're ahead of the curve. Who knows? Who really knows? I know, like, when fashions change or color palettes change, it takes me a while to, you know, kind of feel comfortable around that. Or so things move along at their own pace. Things move ahead when they need to move ahead. And I really truly believe in my heart that there will be a response to that work at a certain time. There are things in motion that we don't know about, all kinds of moving parts going on. So don't get discouraged if someone doesn't respond to your work. If you're responding to it, that's the key. It's so important to be on that surface and have it be a personal representation of you, and just continue. I truly think people will respond to honest work. I really do. And it's not all about each piece walking out the door as a product or something to sell. I've got work laying on the floor over here right now. It's not going anywhere. This is for me. I usually take 1, maybe 2 months, depending on schedule, out of the year where I just paint for me. I just work on things that are going to really enrich me and feed me. It's like my own retreat, and it serves me really well. When these pieces dry that are on the floor, I've got another thing that I want to try with them, and then another thing. And so just work on being true to yourself. You know when you lay something on the surface if it's honest or not. We're not stupid. Our audience isn't stupid. I don't think we can pull the wool over in anybody's eyes that is looking at the work. So. And if your work isn't like anybody else's out there, so be it. So be it. That's kind of cool in a way. So it's been a busy week this week here in the studio. I hope that you've had a really creative week. Just do your thing. It will serve you well. People will recognize it. And it's going to feed you. Okay, have a great rest of the day.